Thank you, Madam Chair. For our delegation, we had were flexible in agreeing to South Africa's version of the preamble of paragraph 3 because we understood that there was going to be this listing in the operative paragraphs. So we did not agree to the streamlined version of the preamble without a listing of some sort in the operative. That's the first point. The second point, we don't think that this general language that South Africa's put forward really works for the private military security company topic that we're talking about. I mean, the International Code of Conduct Association, I guess, is another relevant stakeholder. The Montreux Document Forum is another relevant stakeholder. None of these groups that are the types of groups that we're talking about, who have the special expertise to help us as we draft elements of an international regulatory framework, none of these groups are really covered by the language South Africa's putting forward, except for the word other relevant stakeholders. So it strikes us as rather strange to leave off a specific reference to the entities who could most help us draft the elements that we're going to need. As we all know, DCAF is written binder. I mean, they have publication after publication after publication of material which we could pull into our drafting of elements. Without DCAF at the table, we're just going to be reinventing without, you know, sufficient expertise. So we need something, some type of paragraph where we're getting the right experts in the room to help us actually draft elements for a framework. Thank you.